Democrats and Republicans simply reflect the deep divides within the American people. Majorities of Republicans, independents, and Democrats thought that there were deeper divisions among the political parties than there were among the American people.
And I think they're wrong. The American people are wrong about this in the sense that they're much more divided than they think they are. Okay, they like to blame Washington, blame the parties. But the truth is people are divided. And again, that's reflected in the marriage statistics I talked about. It's reflected in where people live. Mm-hmm. Increasingly, mm-hmm. Neighborhoods or even counties are one-party counties or increasingly one-party counties. People are less likely to live with people from the other party. But if you ask what the source of this is, I think that the source of it is, there's a lot of sources. And the news and the nature of the news is one part of it. I think another part of it is this basic sorting that we've gone through in the country. That is, we used to have liberal Republicans and conservative Republicans. We used to have liberal Democrats and conservative Democrats. We don't have that anymore. The truth is we have relatively homogeneous parties. And again, it goes back to what I was talking before about the sort of permanent allies and permanent friends, but it's also true in the public at large. People are much more consistent in terms of their beliefs and their partisanship, and that creates a much bigger divide between people and among people than existed before. And that continual tension makes it less likely you're going to marry someone of the other party, makes it less likely you're going to live with someone of the other party, makes it less likely live near them, and makes it less likely you're going to work with them as well.